Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday, December 19th, you listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's a few minutes after 6, and we're happy that you're here with us this morning. The big news from overnight has probably happened before you went to bed. They caught the guy up in Providence, Rhode Island. They didn't catch him.
They found him in Salem, New Hampshire.
They found him dead in a storage facility after finally recognizing the guy. Somebody identified him. They found a rental car. Somebody reported they found it parked somewhere. He'd even changed the plates on it. He was a pretty smart guy. He was studying for a PhD in physics at some point, briefly studied at Brown University, came back into the U.S. on a green card back in 2017. There was an immigration fail, I guess. I don't know. He's Portuguese. We haven't had a problem with the Portuguese since the 1400s.
So I
don't know what's going on here.
Killed himself is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Goes to Salem, New Hampshire, which is interesting. That's where my mom grew up. I don't know what the distance would be, how far he had to travel. But they say he killed an MIT professor on Monday.
Professor who he knew personally. And for all we know, he went to that school where he had studied at one point looking for that guy. Maybe that's why he was in there. They don't have a motive yet. Except maybe revenge of some sort. He studied with this MIT guy in Portugal at some point back in the early 2000s or something like that. And all it does is blow out of the water Chris Murphy and all of these other Democrat leftist progressives who, and with their knee-jerk reactions, ran out and claimed you need to ban guns. No, the gun was not the problem here. A guy with mental health problems was the problem here. Again, a guy with mental health problems. And it wasn't a mass shooting on a college campus, which they'll try to mark another one of those in the books. It was a lunatic looking to exact some revenge, it appears, on someone who went in and killed a total of 3 people between 2 locations.
Well, there
was a homicide.
A lot of people were trying to say that one of the victims was the leader of the local, Republicans.
Happened to be.
Group,
there can't be many of those on
at
campus.
Brown. And it makes sense that would have potentially been a motive. Now, unless he left some sort of manifesto, we may never. That's what stinks about the fact that this guy killed himself. What a coward. That's what I would have to say to that, because he won't have to be held accountable for that, serve the rest of his life in prison, or be put to death. He instead killed himself. And yeah, unless they can use, information where he was Googling stuff or texting about something or left some sort of manifesto, we may never know the motive.
Yeah. Valente was his name. He was found in possession with a satchel, two firearms, and evidence matching the crime scene when they found his body in Salem, New Hampshire. I heard one of the chiefs say, the community can relax now. We have brought him to justice. Well, you didn't really bring him to justice. He kind of brought himself to justice by committing suicide in a storage unit somewhere. So I don't know. I'm glad that's over. I'm glad they've solved it. It is once again proof that the left will automatically resort to their narrative, whether the facts meet the narrative or not. They want gun control. They don't care. He was using a handgun. Now they want to ban handguns. And maybe after what happened with Rob Reiner, they want to ban knives. I don't know. Maybe we need more knife control.
Well, they did.
Or maybe it was his lunatic son who had mental health issues. Because that seems to be the common denominator in just about every single one of these cases. And if somebody's going to kill you, they're going to find out a way to do it, whether they can get their hands on a gun or not.
We joke about knife control, but they are trying to make knives less sharp in
Britain,
Europe or something like that. That's the mindset of these these liberals. We're not going to be allowed, Mark, to use knives. We'll have to, I don't know how we'll cut our steak. We won't be allowed to use scissors. Those are going to be taken out of classrooms.
Well, they'll take my knife from my cold, dead hands. I'm just kidding. So they're not going to go after knives. But I did see in Australia where the prime minister over there, Prime Minister Albanese, it said that they're going to do another government buyback program of guns, because they did that back in 1996 when they banned guns, and all of these lemmings went and turned their guns in. And then they had video of them steamrolling them. I remember the piles of guns. God knows how many nice weapons they destroyed. They put them out on a tarmac and rolled a steamroller over them and then melted them down or something. Here's the problem with the government buyback, Kim. I didn't buy my gun from the government to begin with, so how can it buy it back from me?
Good point.
Just nonsense. If you just want to say, hey, we're buying guns, if you would like to turn yours in, we'll buy it from you. Well, there may be some idiots that want to take you up on that. Odds are they're going to go find the one that used to belong to grandpa that's rust covered now and it's not worth anything, and you're a sucker, and they're going to give it to you, and you're going to hand them a check for $100. That's more than likely what's going to happen in those cases.
I bet the criminals are saying, here, take my gun.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. What I want to do is I want to know where the lines are forming so I can go down the line and buy the guns that are worth anything. I'll offer them 110.
I'll give you double.
I'll give you 110 for that gun before they sell it to the government. Oh, this is the insane circular discussion we have on this every single time. And it's because the left has no facts. They just have emotions. And that's where they're generally dealing from. All right. Coming up, we're going to get you a check of business here. The job numbers, the inflation numbers, I should say, came in 4.4 tenths of a point lower than they expected. It was like 2.7. They were expecting 3.1. The Fed target is in the twos. It was great news for the economy, and the Dow exploded. And just like Donald Trump said, I mean, we're just poised for the market to take off as the inflation rate continues to drop, because you don't have inflationary policies under the Trump administration like you had under the Biden administration. I had to listen to that idiot Whoopi Goldberg yesterday on The View saying, this is your problem. You've got to quit blaming the other side. Well, I mean, I think at some point you do take responsibility for things. However, Donald Trump is not responsible for 21% inflation. That was Joe Biden's. Now the prices are high. They're not going to come back down overnight. Ask any retailer who's had to mark something up. Unless their costs drop precipitously to buy that product, they can't just mark it back down to the same price it was 5 years ago. You can't do that. Those things take time. So I'm glad the president's making headway, and it's pretty clear from the inflation numbers that he is. Now we just need a new Fed chairman who will drop interest rates by a point or two, and it'll be like adding jet fuel to the economy. Take my word for it. That's what's going to happen. Coming up a little later, we'll get to Dennis Hancock. He's running for St. Louis County Executive. And yesterday we heard the great news that the COVID tyrant Sam Page is not running for re-election. Let's get to our top stories, please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Precisely as immoral as hating any other group. And that would include other groups in the United States that are hated and have been under attack for decades. And that would include white men who did nothing to become white men. They were born that way.
Tucker Carlson last night saying there's a lot of racism in the country, and there are people like hating on, mostly these days they equally hate on, white men for absolutely no reason. That was part of his speech at the Turning Point USA event in Arizona last night.
6 years ago I was up here and I said, this is our first Jewish president. We thank you for everything.
That's right. Bad things happened on the second one. Namely, the election was rigged.
The president, with Mark Levin at a Hanukkah event yesterday, calling President Trump the first Jewish president in the United States.
Where we are isn't a statement of the failure of our democracy. You know, it is the failure of people to engage in the democracy that's here.
Oh, Michelle Obama has got some new ideas on why our democracy is going downhill. And she's willing to share that with you now.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
It has been more than 4 months now since three vehicles were set on fire and graffiti was sprayed that said death to the IDF. Police released photos of a person of interest back in September, but still nobody is in custody.
Wow. Hate crime over in Clayton, it sounds like, if you listen to that Channel 4 reporting there, and they still don't have anybody in custody. By the way, next week, probably Tuesday of next week, we're going to bring you an update on that that situation that happened over in Kirkwood, where the crazy left liberal was going around and defacing Teslas just because he didn't like the guy who owned the company that built the car. He didn't care about the owner. He was just slapping rude stickers on people's car for no reason. He's in the court system now, finally, and we may be approaching a time where he sees some justice, and I'm going to bring you an update on that story on Tuesday. It looks like we're going to get an interview with the victim again, so we're looking forward to that. All right, we're back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
I promise. Apparently, according to the text line this morning, we are shedding listeners in droves because of my opinion on the devil's lettuce, because I'm not a big fan. I have insulted some people's sensibilities who apparently walk around stoned all the time. I'm sorry, but again, it's my opinion. And you won. At the end of the day, you won, because it's legal in Missouri and there's not a thing I can do about it except complain about the smell. And I now drive down Highway 40, and I don't know if somebody's hit a skunk or if the guy in front of me just got a couple of joints at the dispensary and is lighting up on the way home, because I see that all the time. And that's part of the problem. Nobody's enforcing the law. You're not supposed to do that, but people do it anyway. And it's not something the police are going to take their time to chase down, because marijuana is not illegal anymore. So unless they can give you a breathalyzer and prove you're stoned, it's going to keep happening. So anyway, the only reason I bring it up again, I'm not going to harp on it this morning, but Kim suggests that pretty soon I'm going to be endorsing a dispensary. I'm like, over my dead body.
I'm laughing, just imagining that.
Would I ever do that? But here's what my friend Brad, who's in the radio industry, has texted me this morning. He says he believes, this is from Brad, he believes that because of what Donald Trump did by reducing this from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug, it is going to allow these dispensaries to start buying ads on radio and television. And I'm like, really? And this is his logic on it. He said the reason that they didn't advertise before is that the radio stations and the TV stations were afraid the FCC would not renew their license because they were advertising a Schedule 1 drug that was federally illegal. But since pot is now Schedule 3, he thinks it's in the same category as all the other drug ads that you see running on the TV and radio all the time from the pharmaceutical companies, and that it won't be any different. And obviously, he's apparently hoping to see some revenue from that. I don't know.
I'm Mark Cox, and I endorse this. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends over at the dispensary. Woo! Big fan. Love that smell.
High on Main Street, whatever the hell it's called.
So Schedule 3, though, is in the same category now as ketamine, which is what Matthew Perry had too much of and died, and was supposedly a seems as though he was addicted to it.
But you still have
arguably
a prescription for it.
But you don't see ketamine being advertised, do you?
You don't. You don't. And but, I don't know. I don't know if he's right or not. I'd really have to do some research on it. It's not something I'd thought about.
Same.
But these pharmaceutical companies do spend a ton of money promoting their products that have been approved for use medically.
Well,
I mean, these are drugs that have been through the approval process for, and clearly that seems to be the goal of RFK, who is pushing for this change, that we can now have more studies on this. And then, but I was under the impression it was already being prescribed because of the ads that would run prior to recreational marijuana being legalized, where you could call this 800 number, talk to a doctor over the phone, and describe your symptoms, and then lo and behold, for the magic value of $300 or whatever they were charging you, they would prescribe you a medical marijuana card, and then you could go buy it legally because you had a medical marijuana card. Now you don't need one of those anymore to go to a dispensary and buy it in Missouri or Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I it's got to be for the advantage of allowing more study and getting some approvals from Washington, D.C.
That's what Trump is saying is why he did this, is yes. because it needs to be studied more to see if there's more benefits than we know of right now.
But I don't know if that means the High on Life dispensary is going to start running ads in local media. I don't know. They're not allowed to do that right now. He's correct about that. You don't see any dispensary ads that I've seen on... you see them on billboards, but you don't see them on TV or radio.
Well, coming to a radio station,
but it could.
Near you.
It'll be like the online sports betting apps.
I mean, those are everywhere.
Once somebody determines it's legal, they're going to throw a ton of money at advertising, so that you know, and there'll be plenty of people taking them up on it.
I'm available. Just saying.
And on this radio station,
I love money.
I'm sure.
I had pushed back when I had mentioned, you know, is there something like homeopathy that you could tell people to take versus say, hey, here, take some medical marijuana. And someone had said, you know, what's more natural, basically? It's a seed-bearing plant, just like soybeans, tomatoes, and other fruits and vegetables. Kind of hard to get more natural than that.
Except it's got a pretty strong intoxicant in it.
Someone just also messaged on the text line, weed's natural, sure, so is cocaine and shrooms.
Somebody was saying earlier that the guy who had complained about, you know, the bourbon I drink today being stronger than the bourbon I drank in high school, and I don't remember drinking bourbon in high school. It was probably Mad Dog 2020 or beer, more likely. The beer's no stronger today. You can get beer that's stronger, but generally speaking, a Bud Light is not going to be any stronger than it used to be. But the THC level has definitely gone up. You can't argue that. And so I don't know that argument holds water. My biggest thing about it is do what you want. I don't care what you smoke or drink. I really don't. I just don't want to have to smell it.
But I don't want to be driving on the road worried that you're high or that you're drunk. I don't, you know, neither is okay if you're driving drunk or driving high.
Like my point is, I mean, I'll occasionally have a cigar. You know, I go to Lit Cigar Lounge on occasion. I'm in a lounge where everybody else is smoking cigars, so nobody minds the smell. I don't walk down the street smoking cigars where it might offend somebody. The smell of it, I guess I could, but I don't. I don't know. It's just a personal thing for me. Do what you want. Just don't do it while you're driving, and don't drive stoned. How about that? That's an outstanding idea for everybody. Coming up, we'll get a check of business, see what the markets are doing this morning. We'll get to Nicole in just a minute.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
I promise. Apparently, according to the text line this morning, we are shedding listeners in droves because of my opinion on the devil's lettuce, because I'm not a big fan. I have insulted some people's sensibilities who apparently walk around stoned all the time. I'm sorry. But again, it's my opinion. And you won. At the end of the day, you won, because it's legal in Missouri and there's not a thing I can do about it except complain about the smell. And I now drive down Highway 40, and I don't know if somebody's hit a skunk or if the guy in front of me just got a couple of joints at the dispensary and is lighting up on the way home, because I see that all the time. And that's part of the problem. Nobody's enforcing the law. You're not supposed to do that, but people do it anyway. And it's not something the police are going to take their time to chase down, because marijuana is not illegal anymore. So unless they can give you a breathalyzer and prove you're stoned, it's going to keep happening. So anyway, the only reason I bring it up again, I'm not going to harp on it this morning, but Kim suggests that pretty soon I'm going to be endorsing a dispensary. I'm like, over my dead body.
I'm laughing, just imagining that.
Would I ever do that? But here's what my friend Brad, who's in the radio industry, has texted me this morning. He says he believes, this is from Brad, he believes that because of what Donald Trump did by reducing this from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug, it is going to allow these dispensaries to start buying ads on radio and television. And I'm like, really? And this is his logic on it. He said the reason that they didn't advertise before is that the radio stations and the TV stations were afraid the FCC would not renew their license because they were advertising a Schedule 1 drug that was federally illegal. But since pot is now Schedule 3, he thinks it's in the same category as all the other drug ads that you see running on the TV and radio all the time from the pharmaceutical companies, and that it won't be any different. And obviously, he's apparently hoping to see some revenue from that. I don't know.
I'm Mark Cox, and I endorse this. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends over at the dispensary. Woo! Big fan. Love that smell.
High on Main Street, whatever
but
the hell it's called.
So Schedule 3, though, is in the same category now as ketamine, which is what Matthew Perry had too much of and died, and was supposedly seems as though he was addicted to it.
But you still have
arguably
a prescription for it.
But you don't see ketamine being advertised, do you?
You don't. You don't. And but, I don't know. I don't know if he's right or not. I'd really have to do some research on it. It's not something I'd thought about.
Same.
But these pharmaceutical companies do spend a ton of money promoting their products that have been approved for use medically.
Well,
I mean, these are drugs that have been through the approval process for, and clearly that seems to be the goal of RFK, who is pushing for this change, that we can now have more studies on this. And then but I was under the impression it was already being prescribed because of the ads that would run prior to recreational marijuana being legalized, where you could call this 800 number, talk to a doctor over the phone, and describe your symptoms, and then lo and behold, for the magic value of $300 or whatever they were charging you, they would prescribe you a medical marijuana card, and then you could go buy it legally because you had a medical marijuana card. Now you don't need one of those anymore to go to a dispensary and buy it in Missouri or Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I it's got to be for the advantage of allowing more study and getting some approvals from Washington, D.C.
That's what Trump is saying is why he did this, is yes. because it needs to be studied more to see if there's more benefits than we know of right now.
But I don't know if that means the High on Life dispensary is going to start running ads in local media. I don't know. They're not allowed to do that right now. He's correct about that. You don't see any dispensary ads that I've seen on... you see them on billboards, but you don't see them on TV or radio.
Well, coming to a radio station,
but it could
near you.
It'll be like the online sports betting apps.
I mean, those are everywhere.
Once somebody determines it's legal, they're going to throw a ton of money at advertising, so that and there'll be plenty of people taking them up on it.
I'm available. Just saying.
And on this radio station,
I love money.
I'm sure.
I had pushed back when I had mentioned, you know, is there something like homeopathy that you could tell people to take versus say, hey, here, take some medical marijuana. And someone had said, you know, what's more natural, basically? It's a seed-bearing plant, just like soybeans, tomatoes, and other fruits and vegetables. Kind of hard to get more natural than that.
Except it's got a pretty strong intoxicant in it.
Someone just also messaged on the text line, weed's natural, sure, so is cocaine and shrooms.
Somebody was saying earlier that the guy who had complained about, you know, the bourbon I drink today being stronger than the bourbon I drank in high school, and I don't remember drinking bourbon in high school. It was probably Mad Dog 2020 or beer, more likely. The beer's no stronger today. You can get beer that's stronger, but generally speaking, a Bud Light is not going to be any stronger than it used to be. But the THC level has definitely gone up. You can't argue that. And so I don't know that argument holds water. My biggest thing about it is do what you want. I don't care what you smoke or drink. I really don't. I just don't want to have to smell it.
But I don't want to be driving on the road worried that you're high or that you're drunk. I don't, you know, neither is okay if you're driving drunk or driving high.
Like my point is, I mean, I'll occasionally have a cigar. You know, I go to Lit Cigar Lounge on occasion. I'm in a lounge where everybody else is smoking cigars, so nobody minds the smell. I don't walk down the street smoking cigars where it might offend somebody. The smell of it, I guess I could, but I don't. I don't know. It's just a personal thing for me. Do what you want. Just don't do it while you're driving, and don't drive stoned. How about that? That's an outstanding idea for everybody. Coming up, we'll get a check of business, see what the markets are doing this morning. We'll get to Nicole in just a minute.
Your reaction, or do you think that you could beat J.D. Vance in a head-to-head race for president, as polling suggests, in 2028?
Listen, these polls, like 3 years out, they are what they are. But let the record show, I would stomp him.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Oh, AOC saying she would stomp J.D. Vance in a head-to-head poll. And there was a poll out, and I don't know off the top of my head who the source of it was. There was a poll out that said, hypothetical 2028 presidential race, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with the crazy realtor eyes beats J.D. Vance nationally by 2 points, 51-49%.
Give me a break.
This was the Argument Verisite survey released on Tuesday. Reports the far left Newsweek, according to this Breitbart article, that says the result was within the poll's 2.7% margin of error, making the two candidates statistically tied. Vance leads with white voters. AOC wins 79% of black voters and 64% of Hispanics. It was 1,500 registered voters taken between December 5th and the 11th.
I'm convinced AOC will run at some point. I don't believe it's going to be in 2028. I think she'll run probably in 32.
Hmm.
Which, by the way, is that not so weird to say 2032?
It is. It is weird. Here's the other part of this poll that's interesting. So even though it said AOC would beat Vance, if you did a poll of Democrats, Harris came out with 31%, Newsom with 20, Pete Buttigieg with 10, and AOC came in fifth place with 6.3% behind Josh Shapiro, the Pennsylvania governor. So
he's not running as a Democrat. He wouldn't win.
Who? Shapiro?
Shapiro.
Well, he is a Democrat.
Yeah, so he is. That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't run as a Democrat because he knows he wouldn't win as a Democrat because the Democrats are pro-Palestine half the time, and yeah, they wouldn't support a Jewish candidate. He needs the Republicans, but he wouldn't run as a Republican.
Well, I think Kamala pretty much admitted that when she picked Tim Walz to be her running mate instead of that guy who would have, I don't know, how much he would have helped her or not, but Trump ended up winning all those swing states, so we'll see. All right, time for us to get a check of business with Nicole Murray. Nicole, how are you?
I'm in weekend mode, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, but, that's true, and you are completely honest, because this morning I heard you talk to Gordon Deal about how people take on different personas when they travel.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And he asked what your persona was, and you said feral.
I am a feral animal on vacation.
Which explains the tattoo.
Yes, yes. And I don't stop.
What does that mean, feral? I mean,
wild,
I know what feral means, but I mean, what does that look like for you?
Like mojito with breakfast type of deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then mojito with lunch, and then, you know, just not stopping and going from here to here to there to there to there. And what do you mean you're going to sleep and all that fun stuff.
So I don't experience it often, but when I travel, I mean, if you're traveling early in the morning, I'm certainly not above hitting the bar before the flight at 6 or 7 a.m. and, you know, getting a Bloody Mary or something like that before getting on the plane. So maybe I'm feral.
Yeah, we'll all be feral together.
Just kidding. Hey, good news yesterday on, I guess, on the inflation rate, right? That kind of fueled the market.
Yes, I believe it was 2.7%, which was below expectations, so markets responded positively.
Awesome. What else is going on out there?
All right, so futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 65, the NASDAQ up 313, the S&P 500 up 53. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell by 13,000 last week, remaining in the same historically healthy range of the past few years, even as concerns grow about the health of the labor market. The Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for jobless claims for the week ending December 13th declined to 224,000. Although Nike beat Wall Street estimates with its fiscal second quarter earnings, investors were rattled by weakness in the Chinese market and the persistent impact of the Trump administration's tariff regime. Shares of Nike were down 10% and the stock is down 20% from its February high. The Federal Trade Commission reports that Instacart will pay $60 million in refunds to consumers as part of a settlement. The agency alleged that Instacart used several deceptive tactics in its subscription sign-up and satisfaction guarantee advertising that caused consumers to pay more in fees and prevented them from securing refunds. CEO Shou-Zi Chew has announced that TikTok's U.S. operations will be housed in a new joint venture. The entity is named TikTok USDS Joint Venture LLC. As part of the venture, Chew said in the memo that the company has signed agreements with the three managing investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. American Airlines passengers who buy basic economy tickets will no longer be eligible to earn miles or points toward the carrier's AAdvantage loyalty program. The move mirrors similar restrictions on basic economy tickets that are already in place at other airlines. And finally, Chipotle is launching a high-protein menu on Tuesday featuring new grab-and-go cups with chicken or steak. The move targets the snack occasion to compete with protein bars and convenience stores. The pivot also comes as the chain faces consumer shifts driven by inflation and GLP-1 weight loss drugs.
Wow. Can you get that in a bowl?
What do you mean? They already have bowls.
Oh, I know, but what if you don't want a cup? You need more protein.
I mean, you can get the bowl. You can also get charged for an additional serving or just get more than one of these protein bowls if you're not trying to have all the carbs and stuff behind it. But I think any restaurant who doesn't cater to those with GLP-1 weight loss drugs are going to miss out on a huge market.
That's probably a good point.
Well, you know, Starbucks has drinks with protein in them now. That's the new thing, is people are all about protein, which is a good thing. But it's funny seeing some of these companies trying to get in the game on that. It's like, oh, we have a candy bar. We're going to add 20 grams of protein to that. Here you go. It's healthy.
Yeah. Chef Gordon Ramsay actually came out to say he will not be changing his menus or adjusting anything to cater to those taking weight loss drugs, which I just think is a huge mistake. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. He runs a bunch of five-star restaurants, doesn't he?
Well, aren't portions already pretty small at five-star restaurants to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the artsy-fartsy. You're not getting a whole lot of food.
You're like a piece of lettuce. It's like a piece of lettuce on a plate, and it's like in some artistic shape, and it's like, here's your main course.
A little bit of something drizzled over the top of it to make it look
pretty.
Balsamic
glaze or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bon appetit.
They don't have that at Bonanza. I'm going to the Bonanza where I can eat as much as I want.
I remember I went to some nice restaurant, not five star, but I went to some nice restaurant in Des Moines, and the waiter asked us if we wanted some, you know, Fiji water, whatever, or Raccoon River on tap. Well, one of the rivers there is Raccoon River. I'm like, that's disgusting. So, but yes, I'd like the Raccoon River on tap because I'm not going to pay $7 or whatever it was for a cup of your fancy Fiji water.
That sounds like some exotic beer you'd find, Raccoon River.
That's what I thought it was at first.
But it's actually river water?
This is it's normal water. I mean, that's what we're drinking. But when you phrase it like Raccoon River on tap, that doesn't sound very appetizing.
Got little floaties in it when it comes out. And that'd be great. Yeah.
Yum.
Thanks for that, Mark.
Everyone enjoy their breakfast
this
morning.
Yes, please do. Nicole, have yourself a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that. Raccoon River. So we were talking, first we got on the issue of craft beers here earlier. I was talking about, I remember it now, Ethan. I was talking about, somebody said, talking about bourbon being stronger now than it used to be. Clearly, you can get cask strength bourbons, but most of it's 100 proof. So I don't know that most bourbons are any stronger than they used to be. And a lot of it's watered down anyway. But craft beers, the one I was thinking of was the Art of Neurosis.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Which they'll serve you in a brandy snifter because it's about 9% alcohol by volume. And certainly you can get those stronger than that because we were obviously comparing it to the higher levels, the higher strength of THC these days. The process has really been refined. Your cousin growing plants in the backyard is not the one doing that stuff anymore, right?
Well, now if you're getting it on the street and you're getting,
you don't know what you're getting.
Weed from Scabby Joe in the alley, then half the time it's laced with other junk. I mean, maybe I'm being dramatic here, but people are dying in some cases because even if it's laced with a tiny hint of fentanyl, for example, that could be deadly. Right. I know that's a rare occasion, but that stuff is happening.
Well, and then you have to, it gets us back to the issue of who are you more concerned about? That stuff's going to happen. Kids are going to get their hands on that. Are you more concerned about their health or the health of the narco terrorists that we're picking off in the drug boats while transporting the stuff to be brought to the United States? If you eliminate it before it gets here, you reduce the risk to thousands of American children every year. Who are going to do it anyway? They've been finding ways to do it since time immemorial, right? I mean, for years.
Well, yeah.
You know, kids are experimenting with stuff in
younger
high
and younger.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I remember being in high school all the time. I'd be at parties and they'd ask me if I wanted to snort cocaine, and maybe it was just who I was hanging out with. But I'm not kidding.
Man, those Parkway parties.
I know.
I'm telling you, no party like a Parkway party.
I've never heard about Parkway parties.
I remember that.
Uh huh.
What is this?
What is that? What is that stuff?
I'm not doing it. Stayed away from that.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad. That's why you're a happy and healthy 36-year-old today.
That's right.
That's right.
I know someone said, I thought you were like 21.
Isn't that nice?
Like, that's fair. I think a lot of people would think that. Mark, that you look like you're like 30.
Text your comments to 314-241-9797. Don't comment on my age. I'm old at this point, ancient. All right, we will get to end of the news straight ahead. We're going to talk to Congressman Bob Onder in the next hour on the Capitol beat this morning at about 7:35.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, here you go. If you are somebody who can, who's flexible on when you can fly, Southwest Airlines. Now, remember, they do charge for luggage these days, and you get assigned seating, so you're not in the cattle call line anymore. They are offering $67 flights, in nod to the internet meme trendy. I guess they're trying to start trending, the trendiest sale ever. And, of course, it's a shout-out. They claim it's not a shout-out to the 67 number 6'7".
Oh, well, they're saying it's not?
It definitely is.
6'7".
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But anyway, its origination remains unclear, it says here. The meme appears in the song Doot Doot, and now Southwest Airlines has engaged it, and they're buying in. So you can get prices in the continental U.S. traveling on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between January 6th and March 4th. So they're ending it before spring break. But you can get basic fares for $67.
I mean, that's great, but Tuesday, what was the other, or Thursday?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays is when you have to fly. So you have to be flexible.
Doing the assigned seating. I'm going to look that up.
I think if we passed the deadline, like, after a certain point, if you started booking your flight, your next flight was going to be, is it in the spring when it starts or something?
I want to say it's February.
Okay, February.
Yeah, well, okay, because I'm flying to Houston in January, and there was no mention of it, so I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, if you booked your flight before, I forget what the date was, then January it wouldn't be applied.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Hey, remember the ex-astronomer, the human resource officer or executive who was caught cozying up to her
Cabot,
married boss?
Was that her name? Yeah. Huh?
Kristen Cabot at that Coldplay concert on the Jumbotron. Well, she's finally speaking out. She's been silent about what happened for months, and here's what she had to say about what happened. I made a bad decision, had a couple of high noons, and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss. It's not nothing, and I took accountability, and I gave up my career for that. That's the price I chose to pay.
How about
what's his
noons.
Excuse?
He probably had some high noons too.
Maybe they were all high on high noons. I don't know.
Didn't she get fired? She's claiming that
I thought she quit.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Well, it sounds by her statement, it seems as though she quit. She admits she had a crush on him, by the way, and was excited to introduce him to her friends, but claimed that before that night, the pair had never even kissed. Not believing that.
Well, here's the deal. If you are looking for the unique holiday gift that nobody else is going to have, they're about to auction off the Grinch-looking tennis shoes that Kobe Bryant wore for Christmas in 2010. They're going up for auction, and they're expected to bring a staggering amount of money in Beverly Hills when they auction them off. How much do you think these bright green tennis shoes are going to go for? There's even a picture of him wearing them.
I don't want to know how much.
They're expected to surpass $10 million.
I thought you were going to say $10,000, and I thought that was a lot.
$10 million, they think. The sneakers are unique because in 2010, the rule in the NBA was that basketball players had to wear sneakers that matched their jersey. So Kobe, I guess, broke the rules by wearing the green ones. I don't know.
Wow.
There you have it.
Costco is shaking up the way Americans check out. And what they're wanting to, they're not adding more self-checkout lanes, but what they're going to do is they're going to allow the employees to start scanning all the items in your cart while you're waiting in line. So by the time you actually reach the cashier, everything's
already doing that.
Okay, so then you just pay?
Yeah, they did that to me at the Costco in Manchester.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I've never seen that, but why not? It's kind of like Chick-fil-A, where the employees are walking to all the cars, and so by the time you get up there, you are just getting your food.
Yeah.
If they want to be smart, they need to be like Sam's. On Sam's app, you can scan all your items and pay. I don't have to stop at a cashier at all.
Well, then
what about theft?
They still check your cart, and you have a receipt.
Okay, that's a good point.
It's just self-checkout, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't have to wait on anybody else. I could do it while I'm going through the store.
Have you done that?
At Sam's?
Yeah.
Every time.
No, I did it at Costco.
Well, yeah, but Costco, they're doing it. There's a guy doing it in your line.
But why Sam's, not? Everyone, I can do it. I mean, they have it's not like it's tethered anymore, so why not start scanning before people even get up? Those lines get long, and I'm trying to avoid Costco.
Now, if they can figure out a way to get me that hot dog and Coke for $1.50 a little quicker, I'd be happy.
Or start taking Discovery cards.
Yeah, one of the two. All right. So, if you're a Michael Jordan fan, you know about his house up in Chicago. He had these big gates out front that had 23 on the gate, and it was this beautiful house with its own basketball court and all this stuff. Well, a businessman purchased his mansion from him, In fact, there's this viral video of him asking Michael Jordan to take one last free throw before he left, and Jordan said he was a nervous wreck. He hadn't shot free throws in years, and he lined up and he sunk the shot, of course, right?
I'm like, woo-hoo! You're Michael Jordan. You're not missing.
You're not going to miss. He didn't miss. Anyway, the guy that bought it, because he paid $9.5 million for the house, and it had been on the market for 14 at one time, so he got a deal on it. He's now thinking about turning it into a museum. And offering and charging admission to get in, I guess. And the neighbors are losing their collective minds, as you can imagine.
Well, yeah.
Because this is not in some, you know, it's not in some rural area. It's on a nice suburban street, and nobody wants him to turn this thing into a museum.
Well, yeah, they're going to have a long line outside their home people to get in.
Yes, they are.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is a really great, fun Christmas song, has been dethroned by an 80s classic on the Billboard chart. So, can you guess which song has replaced it?
I already know.
From Wham? What is it?
Yes, it's Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Whamageddon.
Is that the song where people have some contest and you don't...
Yeah, Whamageddon. You don't want to hear it.
Okay.
You try to avoid it.
Never played that.
I played it yesterday, and a bunch of people on the text line were yelling at me.
Don't play that.
They're like, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, if you're in agreement with me that NIL has ruined college football, you are living it, Mizzou fans, because your starting quarterback, Bo Perbula, who finally came back from injury and was supposed to play in the bowl game, now isn't, because guess what? He's put his name back in the portal to get a better offer.
Not surprised.
I mean, he's going to go make more money going for some other team that's quarterback hungry instead of playing for Mizzou 2 years in a row. And now Matt Zollers, who filled in for him earlier in the year, will apparently be the starting quarterback in the bowl game and for the foreseeable future.
Oh, you know what? Zollers was good.
Yeah, I was like, pleasantly it's not a bad surprised. Loss here.
So, I thought he showed some potential there.
Goodbye, yeah. Perbula. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Bo is out now that his ankle
shows
is
his
up.
Character. That's all I'm saying.
Man, live. Well, they're all doing it, though.
There's no loyalty anymore.
Show me the money. It's why the system sucks. All right, coming up, we'll get to Congressman Bob Onder and our friend Dennis Hancock to talk about Sam Page dropping out of the race for county executive.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.